This is the Merlie of the 24th of June, 2025. The sweet elevated version of Mateshwari Ji to be read in class on the Day of Remembrance. The original date is 1957. Song, Look at My Small World. When was this song sung? It is only at the time of this confluence age that our Brahmin clan has this small world. What is this family of ours that is shown number-wise? We are the grandchildren of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva, the mouth-born children of Brahma and Saraswati. Vishnu and Shankar are our uncles, and amongst ourselves we are all brothers and sisters. This is our small world. There are no other relationships created beyond this. At this time, we would say that there are only these relationships. Look at what our relationship is with such a great authority. Our grandpapa is Shiva. His name is so important, and he is the seed of the human world. Because he is the benefactor of the whole world, he is called Ha Ha Bolanath Shiv Mahadev. Bolanath, the innocent Lord Shiva, who is the great deity. He is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness for the whole world. We receive a huge right to happiness, peace and purity from him. In peace there are no karmic accounts. However, both of these things, peace and happiness, are based on purity. Until you have claimed your full inheritance of the Father's sustenance, until you receive the certificate from the Father, you cannot claim that inheritance. Look, Brahma has such a big task to accomplish. He makes souls who have become dirty and impure with the five vices so beautiful. The result of this alokic task is that he is given the status of the first number, Sri Krishna. Look at the relationship you have with that father now. So, how carefree and happy should you be? Now let each one of you ask your heart, do I belong to him completely? You should think that since the Father, the Supreme Soul, has come, let us claim our complete inheritance from him. A student's duty is to make complete effort and claim a scholarship. So why should we not win the first number lottery? This is what it means to be threaded in the rosary of victory. However, there are some who sit and hold a laddu, a sweet ball, wanting to experience some limited happiness here, and also wanting to experience a little happiness in paradise. Those who have such thoughts can only be said to be effort makers whose efforts are of a middle or low level. Not those who are the most elevated effort makers. Since the Father is not quibbling about giving you everything, why do those who are receiving it do this? This is why Guru Nanak said, God is the bestower, he is the Almighty, but souls do not have the power to take from him. There is the saying, the one who gives continues to give, but those who are receiving become tired of receiving it. You may have the feeling in your heart, why would I not want to claim this status? However, look, Baba is making so much effort, and even then Maya creates so many obstacles. Why? The kingdom of Maya is now about to finish. Maya has now taken away all your strength, and this is why God comes. All sweetness is merged in him. You receive the sweetness of all relationships from him. This is why it is said, you are the mother and you are the father. This is the praise sung of that supreme soul. So it is because of the greatness of this time that you have such a relationship with him. We have to forge a complete relationship with God so that we receive the happiness of 21 births from him. This is the success of your efforts. However, when you hear of 21 births, do not get cold feet. Do not think that you have to make so much effort at this time for 21 births. Then, even after 21 births, you have to come down. So what is the success in that? However, whatever elevated success is fixed for you souls in the drama, you will receive that anyway. The Father comes and enables us to reach our stage of perfection, but even then, we children forget Baba, and so we will definitely fall. The Father is not to be blamed for this. It is the shortcomings of us children, because all of the happiness of the golden and silver ages depends on the efforts we make at this time. So why should we not make complete efforts and play our most elevated parts? Why should we not make effort and claim our inheritance? Human beings always make effort to attain happiness. They don't make effort to go beyond happiness and sorrow. God comes at the end of the drama, punishes all souls, makes them pure and liberates them from their parts. That is God's task, which he comes and carries out, and tells us at his fixed time. Since souls have to come to play their parts again, why should they not play their highest parts? The Father who makes the human world a place that gives happiness knows how the world will become a place that gives happiness. Until souls become clean, that is pure, the world cannot be a place that gives happiness. And this is why he comes and first of all makes us souls clean. Souls are now covered with impurity. First, this impurity has to be removed. Then, with the power of souls, everything will change from being Tamopritan to Satopritan, which is referred as everyone going into the Golden Age. Then all the elements, etc., will go into their Golden Age stage. However, first of all, the stage of souls changes. The one who changes souls, that is, the one who purifies souls, is that authority. You can see that the world is now changing. First, we have to change ourselves. First, after we change ourselves, then on this basis the world will change. If there hasn't been any change in us until now, if we haven't changed ourselves, then how would the world change? This is why you have to check yourselves every day. Those who keep their charts look at their accounts at night and see what has been accumulated. Everyone keeps their accounts. So here too, you have to keep your accounts and see how much you profited and how much you lost throughout the day. If there is a greater loss, you have to be extra careful the next day. By paying attention to yourselves in this way, you will go into profit and will be able to reach your position. By paying attention to yourselves in this way, you would feel the transformation in you. Do not think that you will become deities anyway, that will come later, but that you are fine as you are now. No, you have to create your deity sanskars now. Until now, we have been moving along under the influence of the five vices. But now we have to see whether we are being liberated from those vices. Is the anger I had in me being removed? Are the vicious sanskars of greed and attachment changing? If they are changing and you are being liberated from them, then you can understand that you are changing. If they are not being removed, then you must understand that you have not changed yet. You should feel the difference in your transformation. There should be some change in you. Let it not be that you continue to move along on the basis of the vicious accounts throughout the day and think that you have made a good donation or performed some charity, and so that is fine. No, we have to look after ourselves according to our accounts of karma. Whatever I am doing under the influence of any vice, am I accumulating in my account of sin? I have to look after myself in this. Keep a chart of this, and before going to bed, look at yourself for 10 to 15 minutes to see how you spent your day. You should even note down everything, because the burden of your past sins on your heads also has to be removed. For that, the Father's orders are, remember me. So how long did I spend in remembrance? By keeping this chart, you will be cautious the next day. By being cautious in this way, you will be careful, and your actions will then be good, and you won't commit any sin. You have to stop yourselves from committing sin. Acha. Love, remembrance and good morning from your sweet Ma to you, sweet children. Aviat meeting with God and a dialogue of Saraswati Ma through a trance messenger. Daughter Sri Radha, look who has come to you. Such a great power is conversing with you. By understanding the secret of my coming, you can also know yourself. Together with the position of the one who has come, you can also know your own position, that is, your status. O daughter Radha, do you want to see my splendour? If I want, I can enable destruction to take place in a second. But I do not do that, because according to the variety form film, whatever duties and parts are to be enacted by everyone, they will definitely play them in that way. Only Aviat God, who knows the eternal laws, can come and give us the recognition of those eternal laws. The eternal play of the whole world takes place on the stage, and it takes time for the play to be enacted practically. If I finish the play of so many years in just a second, then what would remain of the play? Whatever difficulties are to be seen or tolerated have to repeat in the same way, according to the complicated secret. This is a complicated repetition which our lovely Radha, you and I are happy to witness. In this variety drama, a test has to be given for all parts. The one who is making this play move, if he wants, he can drop this drama in a second and then start anew. But he doesn't do that, because God too has to do everything in this ordinary way. God, the incorporeal almighty authority himself, is here in the corporeal form, but in an ordinary dress. This is the amazing game of the maze, and the one who knows it is Jani Jananhar, the one who knows everything. Daughter Sri Radha, this path of the beloved children having to tolerate also has to be taken. If I want, I can create an easy path for my children, because I have the key to grant visions in my hand. If I grant a vision of any deity to a wealthy devotee, he would bring all his wealth to the yagya and surrender it all, because God is the wealthiest of the wealthy. However, your father wants to make his lovely beggar children into princes and princesses. This is why you will become princes and princesses only after you have tolerated everything. The Father knows that you children definitely have to take this path of tolerating, because to tolerate everything is a godly and divine virtue, which has happiness merged in it. With this virtue, you can experience godly happiness. Even while tolerating everything, you celebrate with so much pleasure. This is the entertaining knowledge. Only such yogis who are free from any temptation can attain permanent happiness. The time for exams has now come close. Each and every child has to keep the exams that are to come in front of them in advance and continue to move along with that practice. Even if some children do not have any food or water, you yourself have to be present as a carefree emperor. You have to adopt such a beautiful stage for yourself over a long period of time. If someone believes that at that time he will be able to move along by himself, then he is deceiving himself. This is why you have to be cautious beforehand. My deeply loved children sit in remembrance, but until now the brightness of that light has not reached my world. When everyone is present in their form of light, then the brightness of their yoga will come to my world, and only then will the full light enter each one. The praise of the Shaktis will emerge at that time. So each of you has to remain stable in your faith, such that, even if I try to bring you down, you cannot come down. O Shakti Radha, the highest jewel of all jewels, Shaktis have to be ready with the power of conducting yoga and playing the murli with their mouths. With your stable and divine godly drishti, you have to take each one beyond, and with your sweet words, give them recognition of who you are and who your father is. How God is revealed through Brahma, who finishes the devil world at the time of the end and takes us to our original land, that deity world. O daughter Radha, when each one stage remains as stable as the flame of a lamp, they will then be able to catch the subtle inspirations and accomplish their task fully. Whatever is their stage according to this knowledge, accordingly they will be able to catch those inspirations. The more they remain continuously engaged in that stage, accordingly they will be touched by the subtle inspirations. Oho, daughter Radha, look at my form. Can the children not see my form of how I come from the great element, enter this one and talk to you? All these visions are granted through me, because I am the main root of everything. Look, the light of this knowledge is sparkling in the middle of the elements. You children should simply think, oho, the one whom the world is calling out to, God, that almighty authority himself, has personally come to this yagya and to you children. By sitting in his cool lap, the heart becomes peaceful. If those who are the creation meet their creator, why should they leave him and go to his creation? Once you have recognized the highest of the highest authority, the one who is the master of all powers, from whom all powers emerge, it then becomes impossible to leave that lap. Only when you have the recognition of the Creator can you then understand who this one is. Understand, Radha, the jewel of all jewels, Shiromani, Acha. Blessing. May you be filled with all alaukic attainments of the confluence age and constantly swing in the swing of supersensuous joy. The children who are constantly full of alaukic attainments continue to swing in the swing of supersensuous joy. Especially loved children are allowed to swing in swings. In the same way, the swing of Brahmins, who are full of all attainments, is the swing of supersensuous joy. Constantly continue to swing in this swing. Never go into body consciousness. Those who get off this swing and put their feet on the ground become dirty. Clean children of the Highest on High Father constantly swing in the swing of supersensuous joy. They cannot place their feet in the mud. Slogan. Renunciation of the ego of I am a renunciate is real renunciation. Aviat signal. practice being in the stage of soul consciousness, be introverted. When you consider yourself to be a soul who is an image of immortality, you will be able to save yourself from untimely death and all problems. There is just one way to remove mental worries and problems. It is to finish the consciousness of that old body of yours. By finishing your body consciousness, all adverse situations will finish. Om Shanti.